Tune in tonight to I Love a Mystery. Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimann. Vic and Sade is brought to you by Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening. It's digestible. And now here's Zella Lane. Say, Zella, a friend of ours has already sent for two Crisco cookbooks, one for herself and one for her daughter.
That's a grand idea. Yes, friends, Crisco's new wartime cookbook makes a perfect gift for a young girl setting up housekeeping. And it's just as helpful for an experienced cook. It's called Recipes for Good Eating. And wait till you see it. It's a beauty. 64 pages of Crisco recipes. Color photographs of tempting foods. Illustrations of simple tricks to make cooking easier. Why, there's even space to write in your own recipes. Honestly, you just forget wartime cooking was ever a problem. Every recipe is so tempting, so practical. Right in keeping with these days. Why, there are suggestions for fixing over leftovers, others on dressing up less expensive meat, and even recipes for Crisco hot breads and desserts. And you know what else? Alternate ingredients are given for recipes. That's in case there are foods you can't buy. I know you'll want this new cookbook. Just print your name and address clearly. Mail it with 10 cents in coin and a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Now that's 10 cents in coin with a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. The offer is only good in the United States, and since you'll have to allow 14 to 18 days for delivery, better send today for Crisco's wartime cookbook. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock noon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook on the point of sitting down to their midday meal. Young Russell is not present, and his mother is saying...
Might as well get started.
Okay.
Things will be cold. Sit down.
You sit down in your own stuff.
Third time in a week that boy showed up late for meals.
Has he had good excuses on the previous occasions?
Had punk excuses.
He's a wicked scoundrel.
Sure is. Watch out for the beets. I got too much juice in the bowl. Beet juice stains, something fierce.
Mm. Had a postal card from Dr. Nixon this morning.
The San Antonio, Texas fellow?
Uh-huh.
How's he?
Enjoys radiant health. He has a blush on his cheek like a 16-year-old. He's the toast of Texas. He wears provokingly short trousers to display the prettiest foot and ankle in the country around. He's short, fat, and anti-disestablishmentarianistic. He's proud, fearless,
Listen.
Colorblind, bashful, dishonest, witty, disgusting, smart.
Listen, I heard the front door open.
Oh, our little boy, I bet. Our little boy, I bet.
Hi.
Burglars, I bet. Burglars, I bet.
Hi.
What time is it?
12:20 or so.
Some crossed, huh? Late for dinner and waltzing in the front door like the King of Peoria.
That needs a sound threshing.
Needs something.
Dr. Nixon stated in his postal card, letter follows. In fact, that was the entire burden of his postal card. He wrote, Dear Gook, letter follows, Dr. Nixon. Isn't that a bleak, barren, and dismal message? Letter follows. Only that and nothing more.
Now, what's holding up that child? Russell!
Gone, buddy.
We need stricter rules around here.
Yes, indeed. I'll trouble you for this salt, Uncle Eugene.
It's right there by your elbow.
But you've done a snake and you bit you.
Oh, yes. You're sure full of jolly spirits today.
That's because I'm good-looking, talented, wealthy, popular, thrifty, cheap.
Well, Mr. Man, finally decided to come past home?
I stopped at the library table to get a piece of scratch paper.
Hello, Russell, honey.
Hello, girl.
You're a mighty sweet boy.
Uh-huh. Have you been at the library table the last 15 minutes?
No, I just walked in the front door.
Yes, we heard you. Decided to quit coming in the back door like the rest of us, have you? No.
No, it's perfectly all right, of course. You do just as you please. We're running a hotel.
Mom, something wonderful has happened.
You're married. Say he's married.
I'm not married, but I got big news just the same.
Well, get yourself sat down. I'll fix your plate. Later on, you and me can have a little chat and get matters decided on. This is the third time in the last 5 or 6 days you've held up dinner.
I've got a job for the summer.
Oh, really, Soapstone?
It's the most amazing thing that's ever occurred during the entire course of my career. I'm a professor all of a sudden.
Professor?
I'm going to tutor Mildred Tisdall in algebra.
Well.
3 afternoons a week. It's all arranged. I've just been talking to Mildred's mother.
Here's your plate. Be careful, because it's hot.
I was walking along Kelsey Street. Miss Tisdall come out in the front porch and hollered, asked me if I'd step inside a minute. I stepped inside, and she told me what she had up her sleeve. It seems Mildred just barely passed algebra by the skin of her nose. Miss Tisdall went and talked to Miss Weichel about it, and Miss Weichel told her Mildred needed special tutoring. Mildred's got the kind of brains that refuses to soak up algebra. Her mother inquired who'd be a good tutor, and Miss Weichel recommended me.
Well, good for you, Mrs. Nixon. A feather in your cap.
Oh, it's the most amazing thing that's ever occurred during the entire course of my career, and no mistake.
Eat, Willie.
Huh?
Eat.
You delighted over my success, Mom?
Does it amount to anything more than you helping Mildred with her algebra lessons?
Amounts to a heck of a lot more. It's a job. I get paid for it.
Oh?
Professors don't work for nothing, you know. What I better charge, Gov? Miss Tisdall and myself never got around to discussing the financial part of it.
Eat, Russell.
I'm a trifle out of my depth on that point, Liza.
The plan is to have 2-hour sessions, 3 afternoons a week. Could I demand $10 a session?
That strikes me a shade steep.
Well, brain work comes steep. Brain work is expensive. They're not going to pay me to dig a ditch, you understand. They're going to pay me to pound algebra into their daughter's thick skull. $10 a session is probably reasonable.
Perhaps so, but you say there would be 3 2-hour sessions. That'd bring your salary up to $30 a week.
I guess that is a trifle steep. $30 a week is plenty of potatoes.
Russell, will you eat?
What you think of $5 a session?
It is still a handsome figure.
That'd be 15 a week. And the job will last all summer. 3 months. The 4 weeks in a month makes it $60 a month. 3 times 60 is $180. Holy smoke, imagine me with $180 in my pocket.
Not to dampen your spirits, Linda, but I doubt if Father Tisdall would go that strong.
How strong you suppose he would go?
Russell, eat.
Okay. You can snoot the neighbors now, Mom. You got a son that's an algebra professor.
Heidi, hi.
Mom, attempt to grasp the significance of it.
Attempt to grasp your meat and potatoes.
Miss Bertha Weichel, a high school teacher, recommended me, old half-foot lame-brained numbskull Russell, as a tutor.
Well, that's fine, Polly. A real testimonial to your ability.
Oh, I haven't got so darn much ability. It's just that Mildred is weak in beginning algebra. She don't understand the fundamentals, see? Of course, algebra always has been my meat. My marks haven't been perfect, but they've been consistently good. And I think I can hammer a little information in Mildred's thick skull.
You sound like you intend to be rather a severe teacher.
I intend to get results. Mr. and Miss Tisdall pay me good money. If I don't hammer information in their daughter's thick skull, I fell down on my job. And a professor wants discipline. I must remember to discuss that point with Mildred's mother. I'll ask her if it's okay to punish Mildred occasionally. A child's got to learn who's the boss. Oh, I won't paste her one upside the snoot or anything like that, but I'll provide myself with a few switches from their pear tree out in the backyard.
He hasn't eaten a single mouthful.
Eat a single mouthful, Patsy.
Okay. Another thing I'm going to insist on is Mildred addressing me as professor.
Don't blame you a jot. Don't blame you a tittle.
Oh, if you wouldn't keep talking to him, Vic, maybe he'd settle down and eat his dinner.
Professor, may I leave the room to get a drink of water? Professor, I have a slight headache. I wonder if I might be excused from class.
Professor, I bought you an apple.
There wouldn't be anything like that. Mildred's going to be terrible tough about this. She'll whimper like a panther when she hears her mother has hired me to tutor her in algebra. She'll pull her shoes up by the roots. I'll be forced to use discipline and plenty of it.
Mildred, you've been extremely slow-witted and inattentive today. I feel obliged to punish you with a switch. Turn around.
Listen, Russell, I've had just about enough of this dawdling. Everything on your plate will be cold.
Gov, what do you... Oh, excuse me, Mom. Gov, what did you decide about the pay?
I didn't reach a decision.
You feel that $5 a session is more than they'll come across with?
Frankly, I do. Three sessions a week at 5 berries a session would come to 15 berries. 15 berries is considerable berries.
You want to keep it in mind, though, that you can't get the services of a professor for nicks. Suppose you wanted the world's champion fiddle player to come around and strangle you off a couple of tunes. Why, he'd soak you 100 punks and never bat an eyelash. Why, heck, if Miss Tizzle wanted her garbage carried out in the alley or some job like that, naturally I wouldn't charge much. But she's employing me on account of my brains. What do you suggest I ask?
A dollar occurred to me.
A dollar?
Oh.
That's only $3 a week.
True. However, we must consider...
I wouldn't let my brains go that cheap.
Well, you're the doctor, Nixon. It's up to you to decide.
No, sir. I couldn't let my brains go that cheap.
Your meat and potatoes are both cold.
Okay. Thanks, Mom, for calling my attention to the matter.
Not at all.
Gov, how about $2 a session?
Excellent. If you can get Pa Tisdall to put it on the line.
When we discuss salary, I'll start at $2.50. If they think that's too much, I'll let them whittle me down some. 2 berries. If they yell and whinny and screech bloody murder, I'll let myself be whittled down to rock bottom. $1.75. How much is 3 times $1.75?
You're the mathematics professor.
$5?
Plus 2 bits.
5 1/4. Not much pay for brain work.
Perhaps not, but still you're only putting in 6 hours a week. You'd be earning close to $1 an hour. Not too bad for a chap your age.
No. Well, I'll start out asking $2.50, and if they whine and bellyache, I'll come down to $2 and finally permit myself to be sold down the river for $1.75. Of course, they got to agree to stuff.
What stuff's that?
They got to agree to let me discipline Mildred as I see fit, and they got to agree to insist on her addressing me as professor.
You must buy yourself a pair of thick spectacles and a wide black ribbon.
No, but by George Goff, this is the most amazing thing that's ever occurred to me during the entire course of my career. Imagine Miss Weichel recommending me as an algebra tutor.
I'm very much pleased, Oscar.
Holy smoke, yes.
Vic.
Yes, Sadie.
Eat.
Okay.
Russell.
Uh-huh.
Eat.
Okay.
Eat, eat, eat.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And now, here's Zella Lake.
You know, you always hear stories of young brides and their first baking mishaps. Well, there's a young army wife in our neighborhood who's quite the exception. You see, she remembered what store her mother had set by using Crisco for cakes. And talk about success. Her very first cake was perfect. Now, I know what a thrill that must have given her, because frankly, I've seen old-time butter users tickled pink to discover what wonderful cakes Crisco gives you. And, well, they should be. Crisco cakes taste every bit as good as a butter cake, and they're so velvety, so amazingly light. Really, Crisco gives you the lightest cakes imaginable. You see, Crisco has a cooking secret that gives lighter cakes than you get with any other shortening, even the most expensive. You just try Crisco for a cake. In fact, why not try one of the grand cake recipes in Crisco's new wartime cookbook I mentioned? You'll find a whole section on cakes in Crisco's Recipes for Good Eating. Send for your copy today, Just mail your name and address and 10 cents in coin with a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible. This is the National Broadcasting Company.